there, I'm Rachel Ehring from Dream Lavender Music, and you're listening to the Dynamic Piano Teaching Podcast, the show that dives into piano pedagogy without being stuffy. If you're a piano teacher who wants to go beyond the method book to create an engaging, innovative studio, you've come to the right place. So let's get started. Hello, teacher friends. For today's podcast episode, I'm doing something a little bit different. I've decided to air my recent live masterclass as a podcast episode. Now, if you're listening the week that this releases, which I hope you are, there's still time to join me live for the final masterclass on Friday, March 22nd at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So if you prefer to get the full experience with the visuals and the Q&A time and everything, you can hop off of here right now and click the link in the show notes to sign up for the Friday masterclass. However, if you prefer to listen to the audio version while you're out running errands or working out, then stay tuned right here for this episode. In the masterclass, I talk at the end about the digital course that I'm launching for the very first time. The cart for that course is closing on March 22nd. So if you happen to be hearing this after that date, you are welcome to still head to the link in the show notes and join the waitlist so that you will be the first to know when the course opens again. All right, without further ado, here's the recording of my live masterclass titled How to Earn Extra Income by Playing the Piano. Hi, everyone. I'm going to go ahead and get started. I'm so excited that you are here today, and we are going to talk about a topic that I'm really passionate about, and that is how to earn money playing the piano. If you're here today, I'm guessing that you're a pianist and you are looking for ways to earn some extra income. I would love for you to hop in the chat and tell me, if you're comfortable, what you would do with an extra $500 a month. And I'll go first. I would love to take my son on a Disney cruise. I've never been on a cruise, and my son is obsessed with Disney. So a Disney cruise just sounds really fun and a little indulgent and something I would do with a little extra cash. All right, now that you're all dreaming about going on vacation, I want to show you how you can take the skills that you already have as a pianist and turn them into income by becoming a confident accompanist. Before we get into it, though, I do want to let you know that I have a very special bonus at the end of the masterclass to tell you about, so make sure you stick around for it. To start out, we're going to do a short activity. If you have a pen and paper handy, go ahead and grab it, or you can open a Word document or the Notes app on your phone if you want to. I want you to think about a couple of accompanying scenarios that you would like to do if you had the confidence to do them. So maybe you want to play weddings or play for musical theater, or maybe you want to be more confident playing for church. Whatever it is that you wish you could do, write it down. And then after that, I want you to write down the skills that you think you need to be successful in that situation. I'll give you just a couple minutes to work on that. Okay, we're going to come back to your list a little bit later, so you can just set it aside for now. First of all, I want to let you know that if you are a pianist who has ever turned down a job or a gig out of fear, you're in the right place. Maybe someone asked you to play for auditions or accompany them for a solo and you just didn't have the confidence to do it. Or maybe you're a pianist who has done some accompanying, but you have questions about it or feel like you still have some holes in your knowledge and you want to improve your accompanying skills. You are also in the right place if you would like to earn more income playing the piano, but you don't really know where to start or how to find gigs. Or perhaps this one is you. You want to teach your students how to collaborate, but you aren't sure how to go about it. I'm sure there are other reasons as well that you might have chosen to show up today, but if any of these sound close to the reason you're here today, I'm so glad that you're here, and by the end of this training, you will have some clarity on these things. I want to share some information with you. Did you know that accompanying can actually be a lucrative side hustle or even a full-time job for that matter? Now, this is going to vary a lot depending on where you live, but I used to always think that private piano teachers made a lot more per hour than accompanists, but that is not necessarily true. Now, I live in Orange County, California, which is one of the most expensive counties in the country, so the rates are going to be higher here than in a lot of places. But I have played many gigs out here where I've made $100 an hour or more. I'll share something a little bit personal here. Recently, some things happened in my family, and I realized earlier this year that we were going to come up short financially in February. And right around that same time, I was offered a gig accompanying a choir for 2 Saturday morning rehearsals for $100 an hour. Now, it wasn't easy music. I had to spend some fairly significant time practicing it, but that money came right when I needed it. So if you are looking for something that you can do to add a little extra to your monthly income, keep listening. Did you know that you can often name your rate for accompanying gigs? I've had people ask me what I charge and then pay me whatever I say. And unlike teaching, it doesn't have to be the same rate all the time. I might charge $100 an hour for a corporate gig, but then charge less for, say, a teacher friend that I want to help out. Did you know that teaching your students to collaborate can help you be set apart as a teacher and people will seek you out? Having your students collaborate in some capacity is going to be really fun for them, and they're going to learn so much about rhythm, musicianship, working as a team, and so much more. But before we get into all that, I want to tell you just a little about myself in case we haven't met before. I went to school for a very long time studying music. My undergraduate degree is in piano performance, and then I went on to get a master's and doctorate in accompanying, or collaborative piano, as we often call it now. I've spent over 20 years as a professional accompanist, and much of that time was spent accompanying at the university level. And I've also taught accompanying to university students. Currently, my full-time job is slightly different. I'm the director of a music conservatory as well as a choir accompanist. But you might know me from one of my podcasts, the Dynamic Piano Teaching Podcast, or I just recently started hosting the Top Music Piano Podcast. But enough about me. I want you to imagine how it would feel if someone offered you $200 to play a gig and you had the confidence to say yes without hesitation. Just sit with that for a minute. Learning how to accompany will make you a better teacher, a better performer, and as I mentioned, has the potential to increase your income. And here's what I want you to remember. And come back to me if you are doing something else, if you're multitasking, I want you to hear this. If you can play the piano, you can be an accompanist. It is not some secret special skill that you need years of schooling to learn. So today I want to give you 3 steps that will help get you started on your accompanying journey. Step number 1 is to work on your sight reading skills. Did you know that you can practice sight reading and get better at it? If you practice sight reading for 10 minutes a day, I know you will see improvement in your skills. And sight reading is a really important skill for an accompanist to have. Usually, accompanists aren't paid for practice time, so if you can sight read the music pretty well to begin with, you can spend less time practicing it, and then that $100 an hour that I was talking about turns into a nice hourly rate, even when you consider some practice time. I remember the first time I had to really put this into practice. I was fresh out of college and I had started doing some accompanying, but I really wasn't familiar with the repertoire yet. And I was asked to play some singing auditions. And for these particular auditions, they asked a pianist to be in each audition room. And then the students came in one at a time and handed you their music and $10, and you played the song for their audition. And then they were done. When I was first told about it, I couldn't believe that, number one, I was going to sight read all of their songs in front of the judges with no rehearsal, and number two, that they were all going to just hand me cash to play for them. And this was more than 20 years ago, so I'm sure the fee has doubled by now. But it's a great example of how important sight reading is, and also that there are so many musicians in the world who need an accompanist and will pay you to play for them. We are so lucky as pianists that we rarely need an accompanist. Generally, as pianists, we're the ones getting paid to play with other musicians, which is a really great place for us to be in. All that to say that sight reading as an accompanist is a really important skill, so let's talk briefly about how to improve your sight reading. Here's a few tips for improving your sight reading. One is always keep going no matter what. Practice not stopping to fix your mistakes. Now, of course, this is different than when you're actually trying to learn a piece. In that case, you want to play accurately and slowly so that you don't reinforce mistakes. But when you're sight reading, you forge ahead. Along with that, you want to train your eyes to be looking ahead. Force yourself to look at least two or three beats ahead of where you are playing to see what's coming next. This takes a lot of focus, but it will get easier the more you do it. Next, you will need to leave things out in order to keep your steady tempo, and that's okay. The most important thing is keeping that tempo going. So start with having a solid base to give the music a foundation, and then next play the melody and then add in as much of the middle parts as you can without getting bogged down or slowing down. All right, so that was step number one, improving your accompanying or your sight reading. Step number two to becoming an effective accompanist is learning to listen differently. And this step is one that you can absolutely share with your students if they're starting to do some collaboration. When you're playing alone, you are only listening to the sound of the piano. But when you start collaborating, you have to listen to your partner's sound as well. And not just your partner's sound, but the musical sound as a whole. The first thing that this helps with is balance. So my number one rule for balance is that if you can't hear your partner, you are playing too loudly. I've heard accompanists perform who I guarantee you they couldn't hear their partner playing or singing from the piano. And do you know how I know? Because I couldn't hear their partner above the sound of the piano. If you are accompanying young students, especially young singers, this might mean that you have to play very, very softly, and that's okay. This takes a little practice because often, especially in performance, we are so focused on playing our part accurately that we forget that there's another person who is also part of the performance. So we have to remind our ears to stay tuned in to the whole sound and not just the sound of the piano. So step two, learn to listen differently. Now, step three is just a little bit different, but I want to touch briefly on where to find gigs because I know that you're all interested in this part. And this is not an exact science. And honestly, just like teaching, word of mouth is a great way to get gigs, but there are other ways. I've moved around the country a number of times to different states, and I've always managed to find work in whatever state I landed in. And once you start playing gigs, more gigs will find you. So a couple of places to start. Right now, local Facebook groups are a good place to find gigs. If you can find a musicians group for your area that posts jobs and then be ready to respond as soon as you see a job that you want to do, you will be in a great place. So in my area, the local group is SoCal Music Gigs. In my accompanying course that I'll talk about here in a minute, I actually share a full circle story of how I ended up with the full-time job that I currently have through that group and a connection that I had with a former student. So in addition to online searches, you can reach out to local schools and let them know you are available. You can also offer to be on a sublist for churches and schools. So if they don't have a position currently available, offer to be a sub. And if you do a great job as a sub, you will often get offered more work if a position becomes available. Something that I'm hoping to do in the coming months is reach out to retirement homes and offer to put on a program of piano duets or some other kind of collaboration. One of the teachers who works for me plays in a small band and they play at different retirement homes during the day, which is great if you're teaching after school and want to fill up some of those daytime hours. So check back with me in a few months and I'll let you know how that's going. Another great way to get work is to reach out to pianists in your area who you know do accompanying and let them know that you are available. I can't tell you how many times I've been contacted about a job that I was unable to do because of scheduling conflicts, and I always try to recommend another pianist who I know would do a good job. So imagine you join one of these Facebook groups or are contacted by another pianist offering you a sweet gig, and you had the confidence to say yes. I've given you a few tips here today to get you started on your accompanying journey, but I also would love to invite you to continue working with me if you want to go further with accompanying. I've created a brand new course designed with you in mind. This course is going to give you the confidence you need to say yes to whatever accompanying opportunities come your way. This is the only course like this that I've seen. I know that you do not have 6 years to go to grad school like I did to learn how to accompany, and you do not need to do that. I've taken all of the most important things that I learned in getting my degrees and in my years of experience, and I've put them right here in one place for you. So this course is comprehensive, but I hope not overwhelming. My vision for the course is that you go through the lessons and modules, but then you can use it as a resource when different opportunities come up. So right now, you might not be interested in accompanying instrumentalists, but somewhere down the road, an opportunity comes up. You can come back and watch those lessons again on how to accompany instrumentalists. Maybe right now you're thinking about playing for some summer weddings, or you've been offered a job accompanying a choir and you aren't sure how to approach it. You can take a deep dive into those particular lessons and check out the PDF guides and watch the videos and ask me questions that might come up until you feel completely prepared. In this course, you will become a confident accompanist and will leave your overwhelm behind to say yes to whatever opportunities arise. Like I said, dynamic accompanying is the only course of its kind, and it will take you from feeling fearful and overwhelmed to having the knowledge and skills needed to confidently accompany other musicians. So you're probably wondering what you'll experience inside the course. There is a practical element to the course, even though everything's online, so you'll be working on skills such as improving your sight reading, like we talked about today, and how to approach an orchestral reduction and open score reading. You're going to learn terms so that you know how to sound professional when you're talking about gigs, and I'm going to give you resources for playing different kinds of services, such as weddings and church services. In addition, I wanted to make sure that I included information about the business side of accompanying because it is a business and you want to treat it professionally. One of the parts of this course that I'm most excited about, even though it's kind of a small part, but I can't wait for this, is that I'm planning to hold weekly office hours as you're going through the course so that you can ask me questions directly as they come up. Even though I've taught most of this material before, I've never taught it in this exact format, so I want to interact with you, and you can let me know if there's things maybe I left out or that you want more information and resources on. There's a lot in the course, but I did have to edit so that it wouldn't be too overwhelming, so if there's a topic that you're really interested in, we can go much deeper in the office hours. I told you that I've taught a similar course to college students, and one of my former students, who is now a full-time church musician, wrote these kind words. The skills I gained from studying with Rachel have been invaluable to me in my career as a professional musician. Rachel's practical tips are simple enough to implement right away, but deep enough to challenge even the most accomplished pianists. So here's a look at the course content, and each of these modules has around 4 video lessons and then PDF resources and guides to go along with the lessons. So the modules are Introduction to Accompanying, kind of just the basics, Vocal Accompanying, Instrumental Accompanying, Service Playing, and the Business of Accompanying. Like I mentioned, there are also some practical exercises that go along with these to help you hone your accompanying skills as you go. The course is going to start on March 25th and will run for 5 weeks. So you'll get one module per week to work through, and we'll do office hours once a week as sort of a group coaching time where you can all support each other. I'm sure you're wondering what the price of the course is. And the price of the course today is $197. Now, I have to tell you, and I'm not just saying this, I decided on the price of the course quite a while ago. And then as I was creating it, I kept thinking, I really should price this higher. I'm putting so much in here, and whoever buys this is getting a great deal. So there's a good chance that this is the lowest price I will ever do for this course. And I haven't even told you about the bonuses in the course yet. The first bonus I already mentioned, which is weekly live office hours with me. But the second bonus is maybe the one I'm most excited about, although I'm pretty excited about the office hours too. When I was creating the course, I knew that I wanted to include a lesson on playing chord charts, but I wasn't sure that I wanted to teach that one myself. I can play chords, but I don't consider it something that I'm great at, and I knew there were other people who could teach it better. So I reached out to one of those people, and I'm so happy he said yes. So in the module on service playing, you get two special bonus lessons taught by Daniel Van Horn. Now, if you aren't familiar with Daniel, you might recognize him from his Instagram reels that he's created. He has connected with piano teachers recently with his viral videos about Timmy, who is a piano student that we all can relate to and probably have in our studios. In addition to making viral Instagram content, Daniel is a piano teacher whose specialty is teaching chords and playing by ear. I watched the two lessons that he recorded, and you're going to love them. He gives great tips, and he's funny and entertaining as well. Honestly, those two lessons alone are worth the price of the course. But of course, I don't want to give you just those great bonuses. I also included some bonus lessons on musical theater accompanying, which is kind of a crazy beast all of its own. And since accompanying is all about performing, I wanted to include a lesson on performing and performance anxiety. So that is also in the bonus lessons. So again, you get all the regular modules along with these bonus lessons for $197. Now, I know that you work very hard for your money, especially if you're a piano teacher. But remember that you could pretty easily make back that $197 by playing a couple of Sunday morning church services, a wedding, maybe a day of auditions, and you will have the skills to do any or all of those things when you get through the course. Now, if you're not prepared to pay the full $197 today, you're welcome to do two payments of $99. That's also an option. Now, because this is my first time ever doing a live launch like this, and I am so grateful for all of you for sticking around, I'm offering an extra special bonus for anyone who signs up for the course today. This bonus is not related to accompanying, but it's something that's near and dear to my heart and something that I know you will use if you teach beginning piano students. If you're part of my community, you know that one of the things I love doing is writing little interactive stories to use with my beginning piano students. I call them sound effects stories, and they are printable, or you can just read them off your computer, and they each have cute little graphics, and then the interactive element is that there are directions for your students to do something. So in some of the stories, they're creating sound effects, such as a horn beeping. In others, they might have to play a simple rhythm or play groups of two black notes, something like that. They're all short and simple, but some of them teach life lessons and they all teach musical concepts. And I've gotten really great feedback on them from other teachers who've used them. So for this launch, I've created a compilation of five of these interactive stories, and I'm going to send it to you free when you join the Dynamic Accompanying course. So anyone who joins the course gets this bundle of stories sent to your inbox. In case you're still on the fence, I'm offering a 14-day money-back guarantee as well. So once the course starts on March 25th, you can try it out for 14 days. And if you've interacted with the content and it's just not right for you, I will refund your money. All right, friends, remember that activity we did at the beginning where you wrote down what you would want to accompany or what kind of gig you would play if you had the confidence. I want to close by having you picture yourself in that situation and rocking it. Imagine if you could walk on stage, whatever that stage may be, and know that you had the tools and skills needed to perform with confidence and poise. That, my friend, is the goal of this course, to take you from feeling unsure about accompanying to knowing that you can do it and will be successful when you walk out on stage with a partner. So enroll for the course, check your email for the bonus, And I can't wait to see you inside of Dynamic Accompanying. I hope that that little recording of the masterclass was helpful for you. I'm so grateful that you stuck around, and you can use the link in the show notes, or you can go to rachelaring.com to sign up for Dynamic Accompanying. Thank you so much for listening to the Dynamic Piano Teaching Podcast, and I hope to see you again here very soon.